Welcome to another broadcast edition of Kingdom Mind Ministries. I am prophet and teacher Charles T. Walker. Today I would like to give you a revelation out of the Word of God, and we want to look in the book of Genesis. We want to share with you two brothers, respect for God's way. A lot of times things that are done that does not come to pass for us as a blessing and those doors are not open is because we have not done it God's way, or we refuse to do it God's way. And God has shut those doors and those blessings went on to be with someone else. It is very important to those who are listening that we must have respect for the way God wants things. If we do things out of the way that God wants them done, born out of His Spirit, born out of His vision, and born by the process that He wants, we'll see that those doors open and we'll see the manifold blessings of God. Genesis. I want to start off by looking at Abraham. Abraham was one of the patriarchs, as we know, men are the founding fathers of the Jewish nation, or we consider one of the first Jews. And Abraham had two sons. One of his sons was named Isaac, and the other one was named Ishmael. But the blessing presided with Isaac. You know, in the 25th chapter of Genesis, it said that Abraham left everything he owned to Isaac. But he did also give gifts to Ishmael, and he sent Ishmael away to the land of the east. Now, if you look in verse number 5 of the 25th chapter of Genesis, you'll see those things. Why was Isaac chosen to have everything that he owned given to him, as opposed to Ishmael only being given gifts and sent to the land of the east? Because as we know, Isaac was the blessing. Isaac was the miracle child. Isaac was the one that God wanted his will and his work to come through. We have no choice in the matter. Abraham tried to have a choice in the matter by having Ishmael born to his hand servant, his handmaiden. And that was not really God's way, his choice, and how he wanted that door open. Be careful of how you push a door open and it's really not God. We must wait on God, or it not only cause you anguish, but it can cause those who are involved in the process anguish as well. So Isaac was everything. He was the firstborn son of Abraham. Firstborn. And if he's the firstborn, that means the firstborn has the right to everything that is owned. The firstborn gets the double portion of what the father would leave behind. And so Isaac had received everything that Abraham owned. Being the firstborn son, it was required, as we look in Exodus, it was required after they came out of Egypt that they had to dedicate the firstborn son to the Lord God. Because if we were redeemed out of Egypt by the firstborn sons being slaughtered so they can be redeemed from Egypt and to move into a land where God wants to totally use them for service and worship and glory unto himself. So this was required for them to remember that redemption came through the sacrifice of a firstborn son. And so for every firstborn son in a family of the Israelites, in the family of a Jew, they were to dedicate to God after 8 days of being born, and God would utilize them for service. So the firstborn son has a lot in the service of God and what God wants to do. So Ishmael had to leave and go to the land of the east. Now, that's what we call the Middle East today. The Middle East is actually where the 12 tribes or the 12 sons that Ishmael has born, they're the Middle East. And even today, even back then, it was prophesied that this son would live among other people. Because if you continue on in the 25th chapter of Genesis and you go down and you look at verse number 7:18, you'll see that Ishmael had descendants, and his descendants settled in the area from the Havilah to Shur, near the border of Egypt. As you go toward Ashur, and they lived in hostility toward all their brothers. The Middle East right now is in turmoil, is in dire conflict, and those are the Ishmaelites. Those are the 12 tribes or the 12 sons that Ishmael had born. And they were separated from Isaac because it was not done. And they had continual conflict, and because Abraham did it contrary to how God wanted him to do it. And so his decision had carried down through the bloodline of Ishmael, and they had continual conflict to this day because they made a step to do something other than the way God prescribed for him to do it. He said that he will have a son born to him. He couldn't wait on that. And so we see right now that sometimes we'll jump ahead and go ahead of what God has told us, a promise that he was made to us, and we'll go ahead and jump ahead of his plan and get ourselves into something, and turmoil and conflict will pursue us for some time, some years, and some for the rest of our lives. So we must be careful, and we must have respect to God's way of doing things. So Isaac had assumed those blessings. So when Isaac assumed those blessings and Isaac got married to Rebekah after his wife Sarah, after his mom Sarah died and after Abraham died, Isaac is married now to Rebekah. Rebekah now conceives and have sons, and her two sons were twins, and they are known as Esau and Jacob. And Esau and Jacob are two different type of characters. Esau was a man of the fields. He was a hunter. He liked wild game. He was an outdoors man. While Jacob was one of those young men who learned house etiquette. He learned how to take care of a home. He learned those things and qualities of a young man that from his mom that he could display to a woman or wife himself when he got married. The thing that's so interesting about these two sons, as well as the two sons of Abraham, Ishmael and Isaac, but Isaac's sons, Esau and Jacob, is that we see it carried on from what Abraham did. Abraham made a choice to do it his way, and it carried on in his generations. And now we see that Esau and Jacob, or Esau, does the same thing. In the 25th chapter of Genesis, verse 31, Esau had came back from the fields of hunting wild game. And he was out there all day hunting maybe deer or whatever that might have been, whatever the wild game was. And he was hungry, he hadn't drank all day, and then he came into the house and he said to Jacob, can I have some of that what you're cooking on the stove? He said, because I'm very hungry. I am starving. I'm famished. He said, can I have some of that stew? And Jacob said in the 31st verse, first sell me your birthright. And then Esau made this remark, look, I'm about to die. What good is the birthright to me? He prophesied his own doom. He said, I'm about to die. What good is a birthright to me? If you dedicated yourself to God and his service and you are the firstborn, you got a double portion of the inheritance, and that you are supposed to be totally dedicated toward God, a birthright means a lot. You have to be careful of what you're getting ready to throw away. You got to be careful of what you're getting ready to separate yourself from. You got to be careful what God has planned in your life, that you do nothing out of desperation. You do nothing out of worldly thinking. You do nothing out of a rock and a hard place, and you pursue something other than what God had established. You have to let God break you from something before you can let something go. He says, this birthright to me don't mean anything. Give me some food. And he gave him some food, and Esau swore to Jacob that he was giving him his birthright. And so at that point, Esau had despised his birthright, not thinking down the road that it would come up again. That was the first thing that Esau did. He did not have respect for God's way. He gave away his birthright. You that are in a relationship, that are in a marriage, if God had not told you to marry that individual, you should not have married. And Abraham was particular about that. He said that he was about to die and he did not want Isaac, his son, to marry any woman from among the Canaanites or the Hittites. He did not want him doing that. He wanted him to get him a wife from his own country, from his own land. And he ensured that through his servant that that would not happen before he died, that Isaac would marry a woman from his own country, from his own town. Now, he understood that. Abraham understood that because he made that mistake by going into his handmaiden. He knew what kind of grief that it cost him, that it was not the blessing and it was not the way of God. So Esau despised his birthright. And Jacob, that was the first thing that Esau done. That was the first mark that he did. He sold his birthright. He gave up what God gave him to the devil. He let the devil steal out his blessing. And we see Esau do the same thing in chapter 26, verse 34. Here's his second thing that he done against God. 31st verse of chapter 26 of Genesis says, "When Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beri the Hittite, and also Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. They were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah." Esau is a man that did not have the discerning of spirits. Secondly, he was a man that was spiteful. Thirdly, he was a type of person did not count the small things. He took them for granted and he threw things away. Fourthly, he did not seek the counsel, the wisdom, and the Spirit of God before he validated a decision in his life. And we saw that with his birthright. Now we see this with him taking a wife from among the Hittites when he knew Isaac, his father, was disturbed. And the reason why he went and took a woman from the Hittite is because he did it his own way. But see, when we see back in verse 20 of chapter 25 of Genesis, it said that Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. Then we look in, but Isaac did what his father wanted him to do, marry from his own country. Esau didn't do that. In the 34th verse, he married Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. He married out of the Canaanite land. You see, already that was Esau's second way of putting things in his own hands, and he did not have respect for his birthright. He did not have respect for his father's and mother's wishes to not marry a woman from the Hittite, but he did. And the third thing that Esau did that showed that he did not have respect for God's way, if we look in the 28th chapter of Genesis, verse number 6, this is what happened. Esau learned that Isaac had blessed Jacob, sent him to Padan Aram to take a wife. He commanded Jacob not to marry a Canaanite woman, the same request Abraham told about Isaac. So here, Jacob does not marry a Canaanite woman. And then verse 8, when Esau realized how displeasing the Canaanite women were to his father Isaac, so he went to Ishmael and married Mahalath, the sister of Naboth, and daughter of Ishmael, son of Abraham, in addition to the wives he already had. The third thing about Esau was he was a man that was spiteful. He did not have respect for his father and his mother, nor did he have respect for God. Do you see, the Lord looks upon the heart of cousins, brothers, nephews, aunts, and uncles. And he chooses the one who will obey and follow his will. Not that they are perfect, but they are faithful in carrying out the way he wants it done, the process and how he wants it done. And this was the whole thing about Jacob obtaining the blessings, because Esau's heart was already in a place to not receive from God.